This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn. Glad to have everybody with us here today, nationwide, coast to coast. CRN Digital Talk Radio, the star of our show, is standing by, ready to peer with you. You're watching us on TV, seeing us on YouTube, Facebook Live, at crntalk.com, on Roku, on Tiki Live. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. There he is. Hi, Fred Dreyer. How are you?
Thanks for mentioning that, because we don't get to talk about a lot of that stuff, but we are on TV.
Yeah, we're on a few times during the week. We do the show, the video show, live on Wednesdays at 4 Pacific, 7
right.
Eastern. But then we're replayed throughout the weekend, and you can catch us Saturday at noon Pacific time, Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on Sports Byline, and it's on CRN Talk and .com and all sorts of good stuff. Put us on your phone. You can get your phone. You do #250.
Yeah, the app.
Dial the number. Dial this number. Pound, the pound symbol, and then 250, and then you hit send, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the key word? You say CRN Talk, as in Competition Radio Network, CRN Talk, and then they'll ask you a couple of questions. You'll get our app, and you can listen to Fred anytime, anywhere you are. You can take Fred with you.
Go to the archives, take a peek, what's going on.
Yeah,
just
very
do
good.
Everything.
How's your week going, Fred Dreyer?
My week was okay. It's so far, it's rolling right along. It's not over with yet, but... you know, we're doing our deal, but you know, we're more than inching towards Christmas. We are just rocketing.
Hanukkah is
towards,
in full swing now.
Yeah, all that stuff.
It's going.
We're doing all that, and I come across this one little thing here.
What you got coming across?
That it's a Saints owner Gail Benson lays off layaway items for more than 400 Walmart customers.
Oh, this is a great story. It's a touching holiday story.
This is what
story.
She did. The widow of Tom Benson, owner of the Saints and the
yep.
Pelicans, Gail Benson,
yep.
went up and bought $93,502 worth of layaway gifts for people, over 400 people.
Now, what do you think about this? We want your opinions on it. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, but email Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D,
yeah.
D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. BlinkProtect.com/radio. Blink is an Amazon company.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem, and no excuses. Because it's not rocket science, it's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu, that's mycomputercareer.edu.
Welcome back to the Jeffersons. I just love this theme. Can we get some holiday music in here for the next show, please? We want holiday music, but welcome back. I'm Michael Horn. It's the Sports Lounge, star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And here's a fact you may not know about Fred. You do if you listen to this show. Fred in high school was a strapping, right-handed sidearm fastball pitcher who threw his arm out in baseball, and that's how you got into football. But originally, you were following baseball, right? Before football?
Well, actually, to be precise about this, I wanted to be a sidearm pitcher, but I was encouraged to be an overhand, you know, strict classic overhand fastball pitcher. And I said, my arm hurts when I do that. They said, don't pay that any
attention. No, don't pay,
don't
that
pay any attention
throw the
to
ball.
That. And so, here I am playing football.
Exactly. Now, here's the story. I'm at dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, with a dentist, a guy by the name of Dr. White, who's in like Orange County, California. And we start talking baseball. He said that he's, you know, played and his son is playing. Now, was it Yale? He mentioned that his son went to Yale.
Oh, no.
And they won last year. And when they won, George H.W. Bush called him and the team, and they brought him to the house when Barbara Bush was still alive.
When was this?
And when they won the championship, because George H.W. was a Yale graduate and played on that team.
He was a first baseman.
Yes,
George.
He was. And so they came and sang happy birthday to Barbara Bush, to which she said, it's a good thing you boys have a different profession because you wouldn't do very well as singers. I love Barbara Bush. I love George H.W. Bush. Anyway, he's telling stories, and he pulls out a picture of him in a Dodger uniform. I said, did you play baseball with the Dodgers? And he said, well, look. And he pulls out a team photo. And I'm looking at the team photo, and he goes, who's that guy right there? And he's standing next to Duke Snider. And then I see Tommy Davis,
dude,
from the Dodgers,
dude,
who batting champion 2 years in a row in the 61 and 62. And on the other side of him is Maury Wills, the base-stealing champ. And he says, who's that guy down there? And I look, Big D, my favorite Dodger of all time, Don Drysdale.
53.
Yeah. Now, and so he says, this was one of those sports fantasy leagues that he went to, and they had uniforms on. So here's the story. He says he goes to bat. You would love to have done this. He goes to bat against Big D Don Drysdale. And for kids that don't know, back in the day when they played baseball, if you dug in on the plate and kind of got too close, Don Drysdale will throw one right inside your belly button or at your head to knock you back off his plate to protect it. Am I right?
Yes.
You probably were that same kind of player, weren't you?
I was terrible.
So he says he's standing there and he swings and he hits Drysdale's pitch. Ooh. And it goes foul on the left-hand side. And he said the look on Don Drysdale's face was one of disdain, like this kid came in and hit my pitch.
How old was the kid?
It was probably in his 20s or something, fantasy league. This, you know, the guy, the Dr. White.
Did he dust him? Did he dust him?
You got it. Pitch came right up in his chin, and he was down in the dirt. And then Lasorda came out and said, oh, I saw him throw at you. So even in competition like that, that's a real pitcher. They used to, like, you don't dig it on the plate, and you don't hit their ball.
Well, you're there for the experience of Major League Baseball and pitching and digging in and being balls and pitching inside is such a part of baseball.
Yeah, so this brings us to one of our stories that I know you want to comment on. And this is where the Major League Baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, is getting support. He's gaining support.
Oh, yeah.
You know those defensive shifts that you see on television where, you know, everybody, if there's a right-handed batter up, they all move over to left field. And if there's a left-handed batter, they all move to right field. Well, Rob Manfred's trying to get support to limit the defensive shifts, the way the teams line up there. And he said Manfred is getting strong backing from baseball's competition committee to try to put something in place to limit the shifts.
There you go.
Now, I hate the shifts. But I'm going to agree with you on your point here on this because I don't believe people should tell you what to do. Your thoughts
You've
on
got
that.
A league that's already screwing up sports. You saw what they did to pro football. You've seen
no more defense.
You've seen personally the results of manipulation the last 15
right.
years with the rules committee in professional football. A classic example is the Monday night game a couple of weeks ago with the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs, 54-51. That was a disaster. That was a celebration of the league finally saturating the game with no defense. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. And now you've got this. Oh, we don't like it. We don't like the shifting of the infielders. They can put their infielders anywhere they want. And if I were the managers, I would tell people to get people out of that shift, to hit the ball down the third base or the first base line, bunt, force them
exactly.
to switch. That's part of the game. So keep their nose out of the sport.
You're a left-handed hitter, and they push everybody over to right field. Bunt the ball down the third baseline. No one will ever get it in time. You got a base hit. You got a runner on base. And guess what? The next time you come up, they're not going to be putting that shift on you. That's how you end it.
This is too much. I mean, this is too simple to fix.
But you don't think they should legislate against it.
They're legislating everything in the culture, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
my coffee was legislated.
It was
legislated.
Rob Manfred has encouraged this idea of limiting shifts to help stimulate offense since 2015.
Yeah. He's going to come to the rescue of the fans who complain.
Yeah, when he took the job as commissioner. Well, hey, who was it? Was it who was the baseball pitcher Smoltz or whoever was up there in the broadcast booth?
Yeah.
That was saying, hey, bunt the ball. They shouldn't be putting
exactly.
that
it's
ends
a common
it right
sense.
There.
It's a common sense adjustment. And you know what? Here's all you have to do. If I'm Dave Roberts, I
Manager
stand up
the
on the top dugout when the shift is made,
yeah.
and I yell to the batter, hit it down the third baseline.
That's good. That's great. But that's not going to happen here. The commissioner, he was at the owners' meetings last month, and his competition committee shared their support with him on an anti-shift rule change.
Oh,
so
geez.
He reported the next step would be passing it through the players' union, so you got to get
of
them
course.
To sign
you're
off
getting,
on
you're
it.
Gonna, we're going to legislate this.
And then he said that would be some sort of shift rule would be in place by opening day of 2019.
Wow.
I don't know about you. There's too many laws, and we should have less laws but make them more strictly enforced when you put them through. You don't need a law have a guy lay a bunt down third base and end the shift.
Here's the issue. You have rules and regulations that are made in all of sports, and I go back to football because it's autobiographical to my experience. At the professional level, they came in and they made rules for safety purposes, and those rules were done for specific reasons to make the game safer, such as crack back blocks on defensive ends or linebackers, those types of things. And believe me, chopping people low, you know, this kid that almost lost his leg because the guy came up and hit him really low like that. He's very vulnerable.
Exactly.
So now you've got the legislation of these rules that can be manipulated by common sense. You have people who don't need a legislation group to tell you you can't shift.
That's it.
All you got to do is just solve it within the play of the game.
They say, I think it's a layup to get approved by the players, Stark said. And it's 54 of the 62 players polled in June by the USA Today were opposed to limits being placed on defensive shifts. If you don't like it, hit it the other way. That's what infielder Matt Duffy of the Tampa Bay Rays said. Well, he's with us on this.
There it is.
I think you'll be with us, too.
Did you say that 52 out of 64?
Yeah, 54.
54 out of 62 players polled?
Yeah.
Well, that's overwhelming to keep your nose out of the sport.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Essential Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and my partner in crime here, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan, as we call him, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Hunter. He's got a movie coming up here, Bumblebee, coming up this 21st of this month, in time for the holidays. We're talking about the one and only legend, Fred Dreyer.
You know, this is a very important time of year for everybody to be together and to celebrate the great sport of baseball.
Well, winter meetings are coming up.
That's what we're doing because
we're talking
The fun thing about a Major League Baseball is what's happening right now, and that is the winter meetings that are being held in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, they start on the 12th, actually.
And Patrick Corbin was a big Major League pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks, was traded to the Nationals, and because of that, they went from a 21 World Series favorite, 20-1, to 12-1.
Really, there is a 6-year deal Patrick Corbin signed on Tuesday, and the deal is pending the physical that's going to be reportedly. It's the contract for $140 million, higher than the Yu Darvish deal, Yu signing with the Chicago Cubs, and we all know how well that worked out.
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish is still on the DL for the Cubs.
They're
anyway.
Still paying him.
The Washington Post was the first to report that Patrick Corbin and the Nationals had agreed to terms. Corbin's 29 years old. He's an all-star selection in 2018. Came off his best season, went 11-7. 11-7.
Yeah.
That's a good record in baseball. I'm talking about Don Drysdale earlier when he won like 25 games, maybe close to 30. Same with Sandy Koufax. 11-7 with a 3.15 ERA. Not a bad earned run average.
Well, you're only going 5 innings plus.
That's the deal.
That's all you're doing.
I say this does not help the Nats. Of course, he's a good starting pitcher. You need a bullpen. You don't need a guy to come out and throw 5 innings every 5 days. You need a guy that's going to be out there every single day from that bullpen that's going to throw either the 6th or the 7th or the 8th or the 9th like they use the bullpens now.
You remember Mike Marshall?
Remember him? He was a great reliever for the Dodgers.
1974.
But he pitched. He'd come in relief. He'd give you 2-3 innings if you needed him.
Every day.
There was no closer. He was just the top guy in the bullpen. If you brought him in, it's because, you know, I talked to a guy named Joe Moeller. Used to pitch for the Dodgers. Oh, I signed an autographs one day. Not necessarily the greatest pitcher of all time, but a good journeyman a pitcher, good guy, Joe Moeller. And he said, we were embarrassed if we didn't get into the 8th or the 9th inning in a game. That's the way starting pitching used to be. Now, these wimps that call themselves millionaires making this kind of money for 5 innings worth of work every fifth day, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
makes me a little nauseous on baseball. He pitched 200 innings for the second time in his career, and he's got a filthy slider. Well, good, it only's going to be my way 5 days. We'll lose that fifth game and come back and beat you the other 4. Big deal.
Yeah.
I want a guy that's going to throw. That was the deal with Kershaw. At least he could throw 9 innings. Don't know if he still can now, but he used to.
You know, all these teams in the Western Division are going belly up except for Colorado. And they're going to – next year or two, I mean, they've got Arizona who's rebuilding, San Diego who's – I have no idea what they're doing. San Francisco, they're adrift at sea. And Colorado – they have a semblance of a team so far, but they're going to lose DJ LeMahieu to free agency.
Guy, yeah.
And next year they're braced because they're going to lose Nolan Arenado at third base.
Now, a good thing here, a guy that helps you every day, the Dodgers re-signed their manager finally. You know, they took his last year option on his contract, but they added 3 more to. He's got a 4-year contract extension through 2022. We don't know how much money is there. He was one of the lower paid managers, bottom third. The highest guy was Mike Socia. He's retired now, but Bruce Bochy's still making, I think, around $5 $5 million. And Dave Roberts, I'm sure, has gotten himself a pay bump. He deserves it. He's been in the World Series. He lost, but he's been in the World Series 2 years in a row.
4-year contract extension.
Exactly. So that's a pretty good deal, and I think they're going to keep most of the coaches. Some have already left, but this is pretty good. Andrew Friedman, the president of baseball operations, he said, keeping Doc as our leader on the field was a top priority this offseason, and now that we've accomplished that, we're excited to collectively shift all of our focus to doing all we can to bring a world championship to our passionate fans. And then Doc... Dave Roberts, because his initials are D-R, doctor, right? And when I was hired to lead this team 3 years ago, I said at the time that managing the Dodgers is truly the opportunity of a lifetime, and I feel the exact same way today. He said, we've worked hard to develop a team and culture that will put us in position to win the World Series every season, but we still have yet to achieve our ultimate goal, and that is what drives me each day. I want to thank Andrew, Stan Kasten, and our outstanding ownership group for believing in me and keeping me in Dodger blue, a uniform I'm so proud to wear.
Good deal. Go out and sign DJ LeMahieu. You do two things. You sew up second base for the rest of the year. He'll play 155 games. And you take him away from your arch rival, the Colorado Rockies.
Aha! The Sultan. The Sultan of Trades, Fred Dreyer. Back in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end from the Rams, played for the New York Giants, was a breath of fresh air for a while at the New England Patriots, but never really got on the field, but he was there for a while.
I infused that organization.
What's that?
I infused that organization.
Yes, you did.
With year-ending spirit.
He did do that. And, of course, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter. He's got the movie Bumblebee coming out. He's a police officer in that. That's all I'll say. Now, the Red Sox... A lot of these players have not gone to the White House, and I hats off to the world champion Boston Red Sox, who decided to accept an invitation to the White House, and that's going to be good. The Red Sox said yes. Visits to the White House for sports teams are usually something that happens after a championship, in this case the World Series. So President Donald Trump invited them, and the Red Sox are coming.
Well, the Red Sox, put it this way, and I believe it, we don't see it as a political event, and you shouldn't.
They should.
And it's a blessing to be invited. It's a great memory. You know, you can badmouth who you want to badmouth later on. But show up, let the president, froth over you and congratulate you, and then go home.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's good. Winter meetings for baseball starting, I'm sorry, I said the 12th. They're coming starting on Monday, the 10th.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be about the business aspect of the industry, but they're not viewed that way. There's a lot of commodities out there. And so, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado are sitting in free agency. We'll see where they end up. Going to be kind of exciting to see what happens.
Well, let me just ask this.
Please.
How can the handicappers now suddenly with the signing – of Patrick Corbin, how can Washington go from 20-1 favorites to win to 12-1, and the same time Bryce Harper's leaving the team?
Exactly, you need an everyday player in there more so than I think you need that pitching.
You got three pretty good pitchers there, lined up.
A bullpen ace will help you. I think that's going.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the deal is, but. You got to have some sticks to hit these freaking baseballs.
Now let's get to some football news. The XFL is going to be coming back to NBC. They were supposed to do 2 years, only did one on TV, and so I'm going to get that football in my office that's still in the box, an original XFL football. That's going to be good. But you've been talking about some of the teams that just aren't making it here in the NFL when they should be, and one of those is the Green Bay Packers. And you said if they don't win, they're going to have to do something and get rid of their coach. And what happened?
Yeah, they fired the guy they should fire.
Yeah, they got rid of Joe Philbin.
And
Joe was the intern. I'm sorry,
they
Mike
hired
McCarthy.
Him.
Yes. Yeah,
well, he'll be next.
Yeah.
But you've got Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. And what's interesting about this is it's the only team in the National Football League that doesn't have a titular head, a president, an owner.
Right.
It's owned by collectively a bunch of people in Green Bay, and so the immediate pressure coming down to players, and certainly in situations like this, is kind of diffused And so you're sitting there with all of this turmoil and all of this stuff that needs to be addressed because the team's not doing very well, and you've got an awful lot of people here scrambling around trying to figure out what to do about things. So they bring in these new general managers, and they fire the coach. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers claims that it was a surprise to him, which is a complete lie. It wasn't a surprise to him. And the overview is people think the team should be a better team than they are, and they should be. And from what I gather, Aaron Rodgers is not happy with the way the offense has gone and what type of offense they're running, so forth and so on. And so he was on the outs with McCarthy, and guess who gets fired?
Yeah, McCarthy, and he's upset about it. We are as fans. I mean, we're expecting something a little better coming out of the Green Bay Packers as we get into the dog days of football, working our way up towards the playoffs, and it's not happening. You lose to the Cardinals, not nothing against the
at home.
Yeah, at home, and it's like, come on, it's like you need to put up a better fight here, and that was the final nail in the coffin.
There were people throwing cheese after that game.
They're cheeseheads. They got those cheese hats, and they threw them. So this is going to be, you know, there's a lot of, this is the tradition of football here, the Vince Lombardi team, Green Bay Packers, come on. So
a cheesy deal.
They're out of the playoffs, essentially, 4-7-1, but they were out of the playoffs 4-6-1, too. So it's like, we'll see what happens here, if anything turns around for them when we get to it. Get your thoughts for that if we can. And again, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And of course, you can email Fred, and you know, don't forget to talk to him. We're going to read some emails here in just a little bit on people that have been sending some thoughts and things in. He'll answer questions for you, including about this Bumblebee movie that's coming up. You can email Fred, FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Again, one more time, Fred Dreyer, DREYER@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
There it is. The brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We do get emails from time to time. The email address for Fred Dreyer is Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, Dreyer, at crntalk.com, the competition radio network, crntalk.com. And Clive sends a note to you here. Fred Dreyer says, "Hi, I'm from China. Hunter was the first detective U.S. TV series in China. It changes our life. Until now, I still remember you have the right to remain silence. Anything you say, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, works for me." Works for me was one of the great phrases you always said, Fred. And thank you for making our teenage time full of happiness and the best memory, Fred Dreyer. Well, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes. In 1987, which was the beginning of the third year of Hunter, which is the magic number for a producer to go into syndication, global syndication. You need 66 episodes at least to go into global syndication. I was asked by one of the ADs on the set of the Hunter one time, "There's a guy out near your trailer that'd like to talk to you." So I walked out there, and there was this Chinaman standing next to my trailer.
Asian gentleman, yes, okay.
Well, he's a Chinaman. He's from China.
Okay, but he's an Asian gentleman.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
So anyway, so I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He says, "My name is Mr. Shen." He says, I'm from Beijing. My family's from Beijing. "I've been sent to bring you to China."
Really?
He says, "Your show, Hunter, is now starting to run in syndication in China."
Wow.
"And just so you know, 398 million people every Wednesday watch you on TV."
So you could go to China now, and there's probably the generation.
So I got on an airplane with this guy.
You did go.
And I went several times back and forth with him.
Really?
And it was a legit deal. You know,
they loved you.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, and we're revered to this very day. I mean, they don't forget. They have, a pretty good memory about the things that impress the culture.
Do they know you played football as well?
Yeah, they know the whole thing. But the interesting thing is that they found that the Hunter character had great strength in the way he conducted his business. He was very judicious.
Works for me.
And he was very honest and very straightforward. And if you have to shoot a guy, you had to shoot him.
That's it, because Hunter, that's the way it worked out.
But he was a great detective, and they loved his character. So thank you so much, Clive.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very
Clive
good.
Clive Lou sent that in.
Great memories, actually.
Pamela sent you a photo, and I'll describe it for our radio listeners. Fred Dreyer is here with a nice sport coat on and has a really long hair in the back underneath that, really that kind
toupee.
Of a chauffeur's,
that was a toupee.
Chauffeur's cap.
It was a toupee.
And it said, "Love this photo of Fred and Lance Rensel with Vikings great Carl Eller, Super Bowl 1975 in New Orleans." Is that when you guys went out and started interviewing people?
Dick Schaap hired Lance and I to go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans after the 74 season. This was taken in January of 75, and we were there to cover it for Sport Magazine. And it was one of the all-time hilarious opportunities. Nobody has ever done what we did. Nobody will be allowed to. But we went in there and we covered both press conferences with both teams, the Vikings and the Steelers, and it was a hilarious
deal. Did you get any blowback from management?
Yes, of course.
Really? Of course you did.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good picture. Thank you, Pamela, for sending that out.
You bet.
Ray said, I recently discovered that every episode of Hunter is on Hulu.
That's correct.
Hashtag Fred Dreyer. So that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, so when people call in and say, where can I find Hunter, it should be known that Hulu has it.
Yep. Destiny Seekshire says, watching hashtag Cheers on Netflix. So happy to find this show, and even happier that hashtag Fred Dreyer from hashtag Hunter is on there. So this is pretty good. You were actually had a guest rolling part of this?
I was on there about 5-6 times.
And did you have a recurring role then?
Well, yeah, Ted and I, remember, Ted Danson and I were up for the role, and Ted got it.
Yep.
And did a fabulous job, certainly. And they brought me back because they liked my character, and they wanted to hear more football stories.
What role were you? Were you like a former?
I was his, very good question, I was his ex-baseball pitching teammate who just recently turned in to be an on-field reporter.
Well, and did you like any of the women at the Cheers bar?
Yeah.
What was there a little romance that started
off? Of course.
Of course
always,
they should be. Cindy says, still racier and edgier than the crap on network TV today. Now playing Hunter Season 2.
That was
sexier.
A good year. That was a good year.
It was, really?
That was the year we started to take off. We kind of broke away from the pilot-y themes that were in the stories on the first episode, in the first season. So the second, third, especially the third, fourth, and fifth, they were killer.
You got into it, huh?
Killer episodes.
So then the Cheers thing was after that, of course, right? When you had that recurring role.
Well, it was during the same time. I mean, yeah. I got Hunter in 84, and I was doing episodes of Cheers at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Carl says, do you remember the episode of Hunter called Bald Mountain? One of my favorite episodes.
It was called Night on Bald Mountain.
Well, what happened?
It was a lot of voodoo, a lot of the lights went out, lightning hit,
and
shut the lights out.
I want to see that.
So
one.
We had to creep around in the dark with flashlights.
What was your favorite episode?
I've got several of them. I don't know which one.
Could we have like a screening at your house some night and just...
You're probably not. Yeah, probably not.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think, I don't think that'll happen.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more. It's a Tried. The Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us right here from the Sports Lounge. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email time always. And don't forget, you can send your emails to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at CRN, the Competition Radio Network. So CRN, CompetitionRadioNetwork.com, CRN.com. Anthony said, hi, would like to see another Hunter show sometime. How can we make that happen? Is there any way that might happen? And if so, how could we try to make it happen, Fred Dreyer?
You know something, just start writing those letters and emails and start sending all kinds of connective tissue, as it were, to the networks and to the distribution arms of America. There's a ton of places that would love to have one-hour action show.
Does that really, really work if you write letters? I mean, I've heard in the past, I remember they were going to cancel Star Trek, and there was such a letter-writing campaign that it came back on. Has it been known to work?
Yeah, I do think that those things have an effect. To what degree today, I don't know, because so damn many portals out there, so many network TV needs it mostly because it's free TV, you know. So
That's true. They
need eyeballs.
Jim writes to us, Fred, have you started your holiday Christmas shopping? Have you? Do you have a list that you check?
Yes, I have, and I've checked it twice to find out who is naughty and nice.
Do you shop early and then send the gifts back to your grandkids, or how do you handle it?
I load up with a bunch of gifts, and then I contact Gail Benson and see if she'll buy the gifts for me.
There you have it. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and send him an email. We read them each and every week. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. In fact, we'll continue in the next segment. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Sports Lounge, Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here on the show. We appreciate you spending some time with us. So we had a retirement from college football. Ohio State's 54-year-old head coach, Urban Meyer. We're going to retire after the Rose Bowl. That's not really some important news.
Well, he's stepped away. He's had accumulative effects of health issues for some time now. And this latest one here convinced him to announce his retirement Tuesday morning. And apparently, Meyer stepped away twice earlier in his career while dealing with health issues at Florida that are similar to the concerns that played a central role in his decision to retire this year. Meyer revealed in October that in 2014 he had surgery on a cyst in his brain that caused stress-related headaches. The symptoms in those headaches were visible this fall. It's interesting. During some of the Ohio State's games, when Meyer frequently wore pained expressions on his face and at one point collapsed on the sideline. See, yeah. I didn't know that either. Meyer did not draw a straight line between the suspension that started his season and the increased pain that played out upon his return. Now, what's interesting is if that's true, he's actually got a tumor in his head. I mean, that's not to be monkeyed around with. I mean, I wonder what kind of a decision-making apparatus he had to go through to push his way through that. You know, post-traumatic syndrome disorder, which is brain trauma, PTSD, is something that I'm sure it shows itself, during your lifetime at some point in time. And he no doubt has what probably football players have. I don't know if they have tumors or not, but this is something that he's got to get squared away. I mean, this isn't something you monkey around with.
He was suspended when he started the season, and the increased pain that he had played out upon his return, but he didn't say that the suspension contributed to his decision to retire, but he had been put on a leave in early August while they investigated reports that he mishandled allegations of domestic violence and other inappropriate behavior, but
that's interesting you bring that up, because anytime you collapse on the sideline, you don't – that goes right to the front of the line as excuses of why you would quit.
Right.
And not so much that, you made a mistake or you allowed a coach, to pound his wife and didn't report it. That's one thing. That's over there. That's a political issue that you have to deal with, certainly. But, once you start to collapsing on the sideline and you had a brain cyst operation, then all bets are off.
It's true. The school has suspended Meyer for the first three games of this season after finding he failed to live up to what is called the standards of the university and did not tell the truth when asked about allegations at a Big Ten media event in July. So that's the actual suspension there. But get well first. The first thing you got to do is get yourself back into good health, correct?
Well, I got to think that would be the method of operation here is to get back and to try to fix his brain and then go from there.
We're here every week at this time in the Sports Lounge. I want to remind you, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And as always, get us to answer your questions, talk about what's on your mind by emailing us, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. That'll really do it. That'll get you going there, I'll tell you, and make you feel pretty good about it. All right, Fred, take it easy there. Sit back. I'm going to get you a baseball, get you to throw a few. Is that all right?
Yeah, we'll go outside and park.
Let's go ahead and get some catch going. It'll be very good.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, Kevin Durant is in the basketball news. He is calling the environment of playing with LeBron James, in quotes, toxic. It says it ventures beyond the baseball court. What do you think about that?
You know, who knows what these guys think about? All I was under the impression of was, all these basketball players, regardless of how much money they made, these $220 million max deals,
right,
they all wanted to go play with their pals. Now suddenly, when LeBron goes and goes to Cleveland and then goes back to Cleveland and now goes to L.A., that you got superstars who are going to be like Kevin Durant is going to be a free agent next year.
Right.
He can come play with LeBron. And now suddenly, it's toxic being here with LeBron. These people have no idea what the hell it is that they're thinking half the time anyway.
Yeah, I think it's kind of been blown out of proportion. Everybody wants to play with their buddies, and then when they get the chance, some say they don't. It gets down to money.
Well, it's all about them. You know, they want to be the big dog. You know, it's the Kobe problem. You know, they all said, you know, oh, well, Kobe will be the first one to meet free agents at the airport and take them to the limo down to the beach and show them what a wonderful place L.A. is. And they don't even want anything to do with Kobe. They don't want to play with him. Half the league didn't want to play with Kobe. That was the issue.
Too bad they found that out too late. Kevin Durant doesn't really quite understand why anyone would want to play with LeBron because it makes for a toxic environment. He said, quoting him now, "So much hype comes from being around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here. And it's not even about basketball at certain points. So I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in that environment because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS attention." He says, "It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact that you have so many groupies in the media and they love to hang on every word. Just get out of the way and let us play basketball."
Well, here's what else. Here's what's true about all of this stuff about LeBron being in L.A. Forget all these other superstars and stuff. These guys, the Laker basketball, the youth on that team will not get as good as they think they're going to get with LeBron on the team.
All right, that's our show. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer. Join us next week at the same time, Fred.
I guess, yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.